I'm Dropstitch Murphy, and this is My Wisconsin Life.
This is Ms. Murphy. That's not her real name, and this
started when my daughter was a baby.
Is not her real voice. She's asked us to hide her identity. See, Ms. Murphy has a hobby, something that has to be done in secret, often in the dead of night.
Nobody sees you, nobody knows who's doing it. That's kind of how it's done.
Through that stealth, this obsession is spreading.
It's all over. I think some areas are more, it's happening more. On the coasts, England seems to have some over there.
But Ms. Murphy doesn't ply her trade on the coasts or overseas. She works in lacrosse. She is a yarn bomber. The idea of yarn bombing is simple. It's like temporary graffiti, but instead of painting on an object, artists knit around it.
I'd seen it in some magazines, and then started seeing it a little bit on the internet, and then this book called Yarn Bombing came out, and talked to some friends and said we should do this.
During the past few years, Murphy and a few friends have yarn bombed around La Crosse. They call themselves the Bluffside Bombers, and she calls herself Dropstitch Murphy, after a Celtic punk band. Their goal?
Just for fun, I think, or just get people to smile.
Lately, they've started working out in the open. They've eased up some of their disguises. And when it comes to Ms. Murphy's voice, so can we.
I prefer putting it places where I have permission and I can do it in daylight and see people smile when they walk by, I guess. Plus stressful. Mostly I do biker acts. I've done some stuff on trees. You have to use math. You measure the circumference, figure out how many stitches you get for that, and then however long you want to make it. For me, that's the easy part. Sewing up is no fun.
While Dropstitch Murphy works with other yarn bombers in Wisconsin, she's also become part of a global community.
I actually sent a piece to New Zealand for a big project there during the Rugby World Championships or something, and people from around the world sent pieces in.
Despite those global connections, the greatest rewards often come much closer to home.
The last one I put up at the library, so lots of people would stop and say they really liked it. They thought it brightened up the neighborhood. I get positive reaction. Online, you get lots of negative. And when people walk by and see it, very positive. Little kids especially.
And so for all that sneaking and secret stitching, Dropstitch Murphy gets her reward out in the open. And she's left La Crosse with a little extra color and a few extra smiles.